Page Chaf Hey Hey Mamru Shloisha Devarim comes to the Yisayit of the Mishnah. Briefly, in the paragraphs before that, he pointed out that the whole Mesorah, the whole chain, the Mesorah of Torah, goes through people who practice humility, Anova. And by practicing humility, they're roi, they're appropriate conduits for Torah. Hey Mamru Shloisha Devarim. He now comes to the first memra of Pirkei Avos. Naturally, the first memra should be fundamental, although when we learn it, it seems to be typical. The first memra of Pirkei Avos is Hey Marmu Shloisha Devarim Havi Mesunim Bedin Vemidu Tamidim Harbei Vasusi Aglatayra. Those seem like basic ideas in Pirkei Avos, and they hardly seem to be more of a hakdamah to Pirkei Avos than anything else. So, well, let's see how he interprets it. Hey, Mamu Shloisha Devarim, Amru Chazal, V'hayu Amunas Itecha Chaisin Yeshua Ischachma Vadas. That's a pasuk which refers to the learning of Shas. Amunas Itecha Chaisin Yeshua Ischachma Vadas. Those are six words that represent the six parts of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Problem? What? I think it's Chachmas Vadas, but maybe it's Chachmais. Okay. Afilu Hachi im Yiras Hashem Aitzarai in Iloiloi. And the Gemara says, nevertheless, if he has Yiras Hashem as his storage house, then you can learn Torah. Without Yiras Hashem, main Yirah in Torah. So, Mashal. The Gemara there brings a mashal, and this mashal is the theme of his idea here. Helali kor chitim. It's a mashal to a farmer who has a silo full of chitim. Kor is a gigantic amount of chitim. La'aliyah halach ve'halalai. He stored his wheat in an attic. Amalei irvas li irafto li bohen kav chumtin. Now chumtin are some type of preservative. There is something that keeps the chitim fresh. I have no idea what they are in English, but something that a kav is a small amount. Of course, they're a gigantic amount. A kav is a small amount. Did you put in the kav chumtin? Amalei lav. Amalei mutav amalei halaisa. I wish you would not have stored the wheat. You're going to store the wheat without the chumtin. It's going to spoil. Tana dveirav Yeshua or Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'arav adam kav chumtin bekor shal tvua ve'in echayshish. That's the din of chayshim mishpat. If you're selling someone wheat, and he's paying for a pound of wheat, you can mix in up to a certain amount of these chumtin, of these things that preserve, even though now he has less wheat. In a chayshish, that's not an iser, because it's understood that you have this amount. Hine, oilam izeh. Now, what are the preservatives in the mashal? Yerushamayim, right? We're saying now that when you have a pile of Torah, if you don't mix some Yerushamayim into the Torah, then the Torah is not miskayim. The Torah is not miskayim. Rapam used to say how when he was in Slabotka, he said the dorm was full of maskilim. People they used to learn Taisus with Geshmak. And then at night, they used to, you know, there was no Yerushamayim. It was a science for them. So at night, they went to the theater. And by day, they were in the Beis Medrash. Without what? It's Slabotka. Yeah, it's Slabotka in Rapam's days. And which was a little later than Rabbi Miller. He said, "Olam Izeh Avki." Rav Palm said that his brother, he was saying shiur for a brother. He said his brother was chapa to maskilim. He said, "Me, I was a little boy. I was only 12, so they didn't bother me. But my brother, they bothered." He said, "Olam Izeh Avki Yira Ina Yalo Mitzvah Achas." Even though Yerushalayim is only one mitzvah, one of many. I'm going to be Yerushalmi. Should call a mitzvah saying Shav is a davrechem and a taira, and taira is greater than Yerushalayim. Mekamak in Yira Einai Kain. Yira is not like a typical mitzvah. V'tzarech ba la'arei dugmas kav chumtin b'kor tvua. You have to have Yerushalayim with your learning in the marshal of a kav of chumtin mixed to a kor of tvua. Ki b'lai ze'ein b'skeyemes. Ki yiras Hashem hi aitzarei. Yiras Hashem is the storage house. The storage house that holds the Torah is Yiras Hashem. V'tayr shtameres b'teicha yira k'tvua b'teicha aitzer. And that's where the tvua is preserved. The same is where the Torah is preserved. Yira is also Yira. He kedvua she'ena b'secheit zirak l'piyasada l'mirmas regel chalila v'ena miskayim. It's like wheat left in the field to be trampled and not miskayim. Now he's lulling you into with a very simple thing. Right? Without Yerushalayim, there's no kiyum to Torah. He's actually leading to the next paragraph and have to explain what's behind this. Right, when it says Torah, Talmud Torah connected Kulam, Yerushalmi says, the only Talmud Torah is bigger than any one mitzvah, Talmud Torah is bigger than all of them. No, nothing comes close. So even though Torah is greater than Yerushalmi, you have to have Yerushalmi, but the Torah is not preserved. Ach. And here is where, the first time openly in the book, he's writing specifically against the Hasidim of his time, and I'd like to read it, and as much as time allows, explain. Ah, now this, by the way, is also in the fourth parak of Nefesh HaChaim, of his book. It says, Ach, ein roi lasei kol zman bebinyan ha'itzer. Doesn't make sense. A farmer is going to spend his whole day, his whole year, building a storage house, and perfecting it. V'yoytzer reik, bebli taira, and leave the storage house empty without learning. The purpose of Yira is to be a storage house for Torah. Just like it's foolish to build a storage house and put nothing in it, it's foolish to work on Yira Shemai without putting Torah in it. Because there's nothing in it, it's not a storage house. And therefore, in that Gemara, in Sefer Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where it talks about the Agadat Gemara of Yerushalayim being the Eitzer, it brings in a halacha dine oino, and the halachas of cheating people in business, ma'arav kumchimtin, that you're allowed to mix the kav of chumtin into the wheat. La shemi'ina to teach us that kav chumtin, the omer tchila v'mashal ha'tayra, who davka l'fi erech yarov yirav ha'tayra kerech kav b'kor. How much Yerushalayim do you mix into Tayra? The proportion of a kav to a kor. Learning has to connect the person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying is that the proportion, which I think he says later is 1 to 180 of a kav to a kor. He said the proportion of Yerushalayim that's appropriate to Torah is 1 to 180. So if every minute you spend on Yerushalayim, you should be spending 180 minutes in Torah study. Doesn't leave you guys a lot of time for Yerushalayim. Huh? But that's what he's saying. V'supar me'adeinenu doid ha'goyim fal ha'taz she'isha achasoka elav ha'adeini. A woman screamed to him, hinei b'ni nechla shlomus. My son is dying. Can I bring him back to life? I'm calling to the Torah that's in my master. The Torah I'm learning goes to the Yelet. And his fever broke. And in every kor of Torah, it's enough a kav of Yira. Who erech chelik of pays, so 180th. Ule erech betesv of shoyis Torah dai b'chabisha minut in Yira. Does that fit? 5 minutes Yira for 15 hours. 1 minute for 3 hours, yeah. 180 minutes is one. Because a kav is 180th of a kor, right? You say an ounce is a 16th of a pound. A kav is a measure. It's 180. So if you're putting in a kav of chumtin into an 180 pounds kav of wheat, that's the proportion. Rach should tag the mayor of the Torah. Now, what? That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. This was as I said, the Ruach Chaim basically was written as a response to Hasidus. Most of the book doesn't start up with Hasidim directly. It just addresses the Kabbalistic ideas. We had our Hamakif when we learned. We had these ideas. And he addresses them in whatever way he sees fit. Here he's talking about this idea. We'll have to see how he plugs it into this Mishnah. Now I brought along just to make the impression on you that this is not just my feeling. In yeah, I think the year 2000, it was the 250th yard site of the Gra. Was that make sense? That they put out a 250th birthday of the Gra. They put out a 250th birthday of the Gra. When was he born?
97.
What?
97.
He was born in
1720. Like 1720. For whatever reason. In I know that in 48, during the war of liberation, Eretz Yisrael was that the 250th
anniversary
of his death. His death was 97?
Yeah.
It was 97, so then it would have been, because it's incredible that during the war they put out a sefer on the ground. I remember, I was touched by the Akdama. They wrote how during wartime, it was right after the Holocaust, the war in Israel, they said, we're going to put out a sefer zikaron to the Gra. They said, yeah, that's what keeps us going. At any rate, in, I guess it was 50 years later, they put out a Yeshurun journal all about the Gaon. All about things that have to do with the Gra. And it was dedicated. The Yeshurun journal is about 500 pages. And it was tough. It goes to over 800 pages. And it was beautiful. In a subsequent issue, there was, and if you ever look at the Yeshurun journal, there's nothing printed there anonymously. Everything has a name. Whether the names are real or pen names, I don't know, but everything has a name. There was Al Sefer HaGa'ain, there was a response in the 10th Yeshurun journal. And I'm just reading to you a little bit of it to give you a taste of the impression that the concept which we're learning about here, one small concept in a big book, was basic to a lot of the debate that had to do with Hasidus. They write here, in quoting these words are in the Nefesh HaChaim as well. He writes, I should add, and he repeats it in the next parak. He said, Reb Chaim Voloshiner writes, that each time a person's learning, before you sit down to learn, you should be Ma'orer Yiras Hashem B'Libay. It says that Yira is Kaidim L'Chachma. That means Yiras Hashem is before Chachma. But the idea which he says others hold, that when a person is learning Shor Shanogach HaSapara, a person is learning, let's say, the laws of Din Torah between somebody who owns an ox and somebody who owns a cow, and the different arguments that are put up. So the idea that a person should be thinking of God at that time, a person should be thinking of the Rabbi Shalom, what's he learning? He's learning because it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So he says that's incorrect. When we say Eraisa v'kutcher b'richu chadhu, the Lashon of the Zohar that he quoted here, was saying that thinking about Torah is the equivalent of thinking about the Rabbi Shalom. When a person thinking about Torah, he's supposed to be focused on the Torah that he's learning. The Yira should be a Hagdama. So the way he explains it is that a person should, before he sits down, before he starts learning, think of the Rabbi Shalom. You've got to learn 15 hours, you give it 5 minutes. And if, he says, during the 15 minutes he feels the Yiras Hashem is waning, he has reshus to stop and think about God again. That's the language that he writes. Yeah, to do it to feed the sitrachos. A Rasha who does it, certainly. I'm saying even a tzaddik who does it, even a righteous person who does it, his focus is not on Yira, his focus is on Torah. There's a time for Yira, it's a mitzvah of the Taryag, and it's what keeps the Torah fresh. So I'm quoting here in part, obviously, not the whole thing, but the author writes, Naniach, Shedvarim Elu Iskavin Agai Reb Chaim Bi'ikr Neger HaChasidim. Let's accept that his main kavana was against the Hasidim. Now, he can't help himself, he digresses for 10 lines. He says the following, Asher Ein Zeh Dava Baruch Kol Kach. Who says that he was speaking against the Hasidim? Ki Amayim B'Shar Davar Rav Sham. Is somebody who sees the other things that he wrote there. He says there are plenty of people, Lithuanians, who put their energy totally into Sifrei Musa in Yira, into that alone. He says it's known that in Litha at the time there was a weakness in learning Torah. That's where Reb Chaim Voloshiner opened his yeshiva. Etc. He's bringing proof to it. My point is not his proof. My point is, he's saying, who says he meant against the Hasidim? Maybe he meant for lit alone. And that's a paragraph, it's about 15 lines. And then he says, Omnam, afilu naniach ha-hanocha, even if we'll accept that it was written as a response to the Hasidim, v'gam istavram yoyd, it's logical, ki eila shagra kosav aleyem, ki kirvas elakim yechapotzun, ach b'li esik b'tayra. There are people who want to be close to God, but without Torah study. Hein hayu me'idus chasidim shebe'medinas lita. So he writes, those are the chasidim that he's exposed to in Medina Slita. He writes, however, Davka Reisen, Davka the land of Lita, Reisen, what's Reisen? What? Okay, another area. Berkha says, no, Reisen was
Reisen Rosh.
Not Reisen.
That was... Okay, anyway. Manhiga Maroish al-Chasidim Hoya Ba'eretz Ahiyah Ha'goyim Balatanya. So he answers it by saying that the leader of the Chasidim at that time was the Balatanya. He didn't say, Farish and Shahitzi La'ar B'chayav. The first sefer of the Balatanya printed in his life, Bishnas Kuf Nun Dalit, the Kaidim Shifis is a Tanya, even before he printed the Tanya. Who Hilchas Talmud Torah. The first thing, if I didn't know that, the Balatanya printed first, his Hilchas Talmud Torah. And Shabbat Hirchiv Levar V'lekvaya Goydel Achiyav Lasik B'Torah Niglis. The importance of learning Torah Sanigla, Gemara, Nigla. And he demands from every person that he know all of the Torah. So his defense is that there were Hasidim that were that way, that were in Tehira without Torah. Nevertheless, we see that the Gevelei Hasidus responded in this way. So that, the idea that I need to share with you is that this idea there are two sides to it. There's the side of people who learn without Yira, the idea that there has to be a concept of Yiras Hashem in a person's learning. And I actually had a young man in my class, in my first class, and today he's still sitting and learning, his name is Elizabeth Shemesh. He, tremendous Yat and Shemaya. And, he told me that it bothers him that he went through yeshiva and Rebbein never talked to him about God. You know, the flip side. That they talked to him about Shoshadak HaZapara, and they never talked to him about the Rebbeinu Shalom in the classroom. You know, it says time to daven, time to learn, time to have a brother. But to talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom, to understand the Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, the flip side is, so a lot of Rebbeim keep it to 1 minute for every 3 hours. I think our boys today could use a little more than a minute for every 3 hours. But that's the idea. The idea is the two sides of the coin. And, in the next paragraph, he writes, the paragraph, Al-Kapadim HaTorah Hiyo Iker. Okay, again, I started the paragraph earlier, but again, Al-Kapadim HaTorah Hiyo Iker, Bukur Torah Dai Kav Yira, Hu Erechei LeKufpei, as I said, 180th, Erech Pesach Shoyz Torah Dai B'Chamisha Minut Yira. It's enough 5 minutes of Yira for 15 hours of Torah. Rav Shetagdim HaYira LeTorah. Just that the Yira has to be first. A person should be behind the idea of Yira Kaidim L'Chachma, and his Yira Shemayim should precede his Chachma. If you didn't put in the Kaf Chumtin, then it's better you would not have brought the wheat to the silo. Even if later you throw in twice as much of the preservative, become mutav shalei alaisa. Its best thing is before you bring it up. Ki keis lo yoyel. After it's there, it doesn't help. Ki ikra chunt shia ben kol gargir v'gargir. The wheat or the yerushalayim has to be between every bit of Torah. Avlam yil amay lo ilamata yirkavu. You just throw the chunt on top or just on bottom, they'll rot. Kedim yira kadma as kol dibur mei atayra yaitzim alayf and nefesh. If the yira is first, then everything you learn comes from heart and soul. If you have the yira shemayim as something separate, it's like the preservative is on top and on bottom. Yaron levava, you can't take hashem. V'noyach lo shloy lamed. So this is the idea that he's presenting. Now I assume that you have no idea what this has to do with having mesun and bedin v'hamidu tamidem harbe v'susiyad l'tayra. So I guess we're going to have to come back to tomorrow and see how he connects it to the Mishnah. What's interesting is that at the turn of the 19th century into the 20th century with the Muslim movement, this became a debate that in the Lithuanian yeshivas caused tremendous disputes and sechsuchim, because we saw Salanter held that we need a little more, at least more yira, and those who were misnagged to that in Slabodka, there was the yeshiva in Slabodka was named after Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. They called it Beis Yitzchak. It was Beis Yitzchak Chanan. They did not have a Musa Seder. B'shita, they didn't have a Musa Seder. The pro-Musa Nicks opened another yeshiva called Beis Yisrael. If there was also Salanter, I believe Baruch Ber was the Rosh Yeshiva there, or the, however they called him, Rosh Chayla at that time. He became the Rav of Slabodka for a short period of time, right before he went to Kamenetz. Rav Baruch Ber was there, and there was tremendous friction between them over how much Musa to learn. And, you know, one side would come and plant Musa Sfarim and the other's yeshiva, and the others would come and throw it, you know, and be mavaz of the Sfarim, and they would fight over it. And it's sad to fight over it. But when you look at today, what the boys are concerned about, you know, pizza or sushi, like you wish they felt so strongly either pro-Mus or anti-Mus. It's something which, like in the writings of the Chazanish writes that Musa is in the Gemara. And there were the pro-Mus and Nixon felt that you can't do it that way today. So this became an issue which remained. Nevertheless, the fundamental idea that Yira Shemayim has to be before Torah, he really says every time you sit to learn, you have to take a moment and think about God before you start learning. And that idea is certainly there. So tomorrow, God willing, we'll see how he fits that into the first mission.